And during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
The following podcast contains views and thoughts that may not be suitable for younger audiences. Spoiler content will be included in this podcast, so if you do not want to be spoiled, you might want to wait until the podcast hits the archives. Accordingly, the thoughts and views of our hosts or callers do not reflect the views of the Missy AE podcast or any of the Whispers groups.
Welcome back to another edition of the Missy AE Show. Tonight's version is our weekly recap of Survivor 46. Had a pretty wild episode last night, especially at Tribal. And instead of seeing a whole lot of gameplay early on, we got to watch people play hide and seek. But got a whole lot to talk about tonight with everything that went down last night and who left and who is still remaining and what it's starting to shape up to look like. I think a lot of fans are starting to form some pretty strong opinions about what's going to happen, and we'll talk about all that. It was crazy at Tribal. I mean, I know it's easy as a host to just sit back and let them go at it. I've done it. It's fun, and Jeff did it, and he just let them go at it, and I think it would get boring if that happened every week, but every so often, it's kind of fun to watch, and you could almost feel the tension and the doubt as to the players as to what they were going to have to do or what was going to take place. And it all came from Q, in my opinion, pretending he wanted to be voted out. I think it was strictly a strategy. I don't think he had no intention of wanting to leave. And it worked out in his favor. But now you got to pay the piper. You got by with it 1 week. You ain't going to get by with it 2 weeks. So he's got that staring him in the face now. Kevin ends up leaving. I know Melissa's very, very happy. But man, it's kind of hard to watch when you got a player saying, vote me out, and another player wanting to keep playing and keep his hopes alive, and the one that said, vote me out, gets to stay, and the one that wants to stay has to leave. Kind of hard to watch whether you're a fan of that player or not. But like I said, I think really with Q, it was more strategy than anything. I don't think he ever intended on leaving, but he probably didn't think it through far enough to understand what is on his plate now. He would probably be the most likely vote out next week if he doesn't win immunity. So we'll get into that. We'll get into more talk about Venus and whether you like how boldly she comes off to the other players or whether you think she's going too far. She's a little spitfire. She don't hold back. And in our Whispers games, we've seen some players like that turn out to be very, very good. But she don't back down. I mean, she walked right up to that group of people talking like, you know, they were talking about her or somebody in the group she was with and asked them, how much longer y'all going to talk? Can y'all shut this down? I think that's pretty damn bold. So kudos to her for that. We'll talk about Tiffany surviving, having the guts not to use the idol. Talk about Hunter now without his sidekick, Kevin. Is that going to hurt him now? Can he adapt, readjust? Does he slide in with Q? What happens with Hunter? Liz getting more and more vocal. And is that going to be good or bad for her? Kenzie, another good episode. She's basically had all good episodes. I mean, Ben, same old Ben, Maria, still trying to play loyal to players. Man, there was a lot that went down after the. I mean, and even in the hide and seek, the way Q acted about the ones that he couldn't find. I mean, it was kind of petty and childish. You know, you just playing a child's game, and you want to act like, oh, well, we couldn't find them. That hurts them. That hurts their game. I mean, that wasn't that the point? You're playing hide and seek. Weren't you supposed to hide where you couldn't be found? But now you're going to use it and say, oh, that's going to hurt their game. Oh, I found out what I wanted to find out. That was sort of a stretch. And in just general terms, bullshit, because y'all was just playing hide and seek. Big deal. I mean, you couldn't find him. So, but Steve, what do you think? We had Tevin leave, and kind of a crazy episode.
All I got to say is, what the fuck did we watch at Tribal Council? I mean, seriously, who has an edit like Q does the entire season and then basically decides out of nowhere, and I mean literally out of nowhere, guess what, guys? Send me home. Send me home because I want to correct something that I did that happened all the way, unless he was referring to himself telling everybody about Tiffany's idol, which is a whole other thing in and of itself. Unless he was referring to that, he said something about how he wanted to correct a mistake that he made in the beginning of the game. If that's the case, why the fuck didn't you go home earlier? Why, you know, his entire edit makes no sense whatsoever now. Because I guess basically what last night was showing what Q is like when things aren't in his control. When things aren't in his control, instead of being calm, he down spirals. And it just keeps going and going and going. And just when you thought that it couldn't get any worse, he goes and does what he did at Tribal, which, I mean, congratulations. You wanted to stay that extra. You wanted to ensure you stayed the extra day. Congratulations, you stayed the extra day. But guess what? Now your ass is public enemy number one. I even think they may actually, if Hunter somehow doesn't win immunity next week, I think they would probably keep Hunter for one vote and vote Q's ass out next, because he's going to get, based off of the preview, he's going to get fucking lashed by Tiffany. I mean,
he should.
I mean, he basically did that whole thing for, you know, with the, and this all stemmed from the whole hide and seek thing.
I mean,
you know, the stupidity of hide and seek.
He destroyed everyone's games at Tribal Council out in the open. And
yeah, the difference.
And I compared it on Twitter last night. I compared it to Dr. Will in Big Brother. He basically pulled a Dr. Will and got by with it.
Yeah, but he ain't Dr. Will, though. I mean.
Oh, I know. Oh, I know that.
Come on.
But,
I mean, it's seriously, it was so stupid of himself, because he wasn't even the target going into last night's Tribal. And even then, nobody wrote his name down still after everything that happened.
And I think Steve, I think he had it all planned out the whole day, because are you going to tell me that a college football wide receiver in his shape is going to be the first one out of that pole challenge? Bullshit.
Right.
He made sure he didn't have immunity so he could pull that shit at tribal.
Yeah, you know, to me, it just, it really seems like if we get a confessional from him starting off next week's episode explaining why he did this, which, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me at all if we get an immediate confessional, considering how in-depth he was about the whole hide-and-seek shenanigans and shit like that. He basically torpedoed his entire game when he didn't need to.
Yeah, and he took down other players' games, too.
Yeah, but the big difference,
Jim, is those players... He exposed a lot of information. He gave out a lot of information.
Those players could potentially recover, though. Not him. Because now he's looked at as unstable. You know, he's looked at, and, you know, it makes sense now why they showed footage of him potentially quitting at the beginning of the season, because he was going to pull a stunt like this. And now that whole entire scene that we got back when they were still on the Yanu tribe makes complete sense now. Because later on down the line, he would go and pull this shit. And, I mean, what really made me laugh was he called himself a game changer last night, and he was going to show everybody, he was going to change how the game is played. And yet, he goes and does the hide and seek shit, and then he does. This was a case of the longer you're out there, the more paranoid you start to get, and because I mean he was basically he picked out I don't know how many targets last night before finally settling on Tiffany has to go. I'll put it this way. If he doesn't win immunity next week, I would be very surprised if they keep him, because he's so unstable at this point that it's just like they mentioned last night, he could go and do this again. You know, he could go off the handle at any point in time out there, and who knows who would be, who would be the casualty that next time.
Well, I mean, when they go back to camp and they all start talking, who's going to trust him? Nobody's going to trust him.
No.
He just blew up his game and other players' games, and someone left that really wanted to stay. There's nobody's going to trust the guy.
No, and even more was the fact that he also, one of the games that he blew up was somebody who he considered to be his number one in Tiffany.
Yeah.
If you're really that, you know, if she's, okay, yeah, she talks about wanting to go against the six. Well, then is she really your number one? If you're gonna literally backstab her that quickly, is she really your number one? And so then he started flinging out there that she had an idol to Charlie, which then, you know, made its rounds, because apparently, you know, that's what Charlie's role is this season, is being the messenger, which, you know, no wonder why he receives no votes in the end, because all he is basically the messenger of this season. He isn't really doing any actual sort of gameplay He's just basically revealing what other people have said to other people.
Well, it keeps it the main thing that does for Charlie, it keeps the attention off him.
It does, yes, but at the same time, he's not really doing anything. Like, okay, yeah, you
well,
know,
no.
congratulations.
He's not,
you may
he's
make
not,
the you may make the
he's
final.
Not, he's not. He's,
but,
he's not doing anything to win the game. He's just
right.
Everything he's doing is just to survive another week, and he's really
right.
good at that. But he don't have the long term vision of what he needs to do unless he's going to try to make moves between now and then.
I mean, maybe, you know, but, as we know, we still have a whole entire post-merge game to sift through here. But, you know, the thing that he did actually say, you know, big alliances never more often than not don't pan out because something ends up going awry. And he said, what if I'm the thing that goes awry?
Yeah.
Is what he basically said, which I guess maybe that's his way of trying to make himself seem important when maybe perhaps he doesn't really factor that much into how, into what happens down the line here. And you mentioned Venus, Venus earlier. I'll tell you one thing. Venus is so lucky that she's even still there because people look at her and they say we can take her out at any point that we want to. She's not a threat. She's not going to be able to band people together, and that's why she's out there being so bold like she is, because. You know, it's not like she's in any danger whatsoever of being voted out anytime soon. I mean, yeah, she received two votes the last couple of tribals, but other than that, you know, nobody seriously talked about voting her out except for Tevin.
I think Venus's big problem is. I mean, I like how spunky she is, and on one of Tevin's exits today, he talked a whole lot about trying to work things out with her, and she just would never kind of cave in and agree. She just always had her opinion, and she wouldn't bend. She wouldn't kind of meet him in the middle and try to work together. And I'm sure she'll probably have her own thoughts on that, but that's what Tevin said today. But just watching her on the show, she's I love how she's had to fight to stay in, and she seems to find a way to keep doing it. But her biggest problem is she's not really making allies that are gonna align with her and help her give one of the most important things in these games is numbers. She's not gonna have numbers, and maybe that's just her personality. I don't know, but a lot of people compared her to Parvati early in the season, but there's a lot of huge differences between her and Parvati. I mean, yeah, they're both beautiful young ladies, but Parvati knew how to work it. She knew how to get numbers. She knew how to get alliances. And Venus hasn't shown any capability of doing that. She's just basically been out there just trying to stay safe another week. Where Parvati is out there making moves, making deals, creating numbers. And I know there's a lot. I mean, Venus has a very strong fan base. I mean, fans love her. And she's been bold with things that she tweets and stuff. She's given away stuff if you pay attention to her. And a lot of Survivor fans are like, why in the hell is the show letting her by with saying this stuff? But
yeah, she doesn't care about the NBA at all.
I know it's like she don't care, and that kind of fits how you see her out there playing. That's kind of her personality. She's more or less, this is me. If you like it, great. If you don't, I don't care. That's just kind of her personality. And when you play Survivor, that don't work very well. I really like her, but, you know, for all of those fans that have been predicting, oh, she's the eventual winner, she's going to be in the final three, forget it. Not happening.
Yeah, no.
Much as I like her, it ain't happening.
No, and you know, I put it like this too, Jim. I firmly believe, just like I did last week, and I firmly believe it even more now, that Kenzie is our winner. Because you take a look at her edit the last couple of weeks, and she's been the most strategic so far. We've gotten her viewpoint the most out of everything that has happened, and even with this incident, Q, one of her closest allies, doing what he did, and yet she was, you know, we got, you know, perspective from her, not just at Tribal, but also at before Tribal, that, you know, it kind of seemed like the edit was sort of protecting her a little bit last night, so that, you know, she wouldn't receive a lot of the blowback, from fans for being associated with somebody like you.
She has gotten a very good edit. Very good. Is Tim out in the chat or Austin, either one?
Tim is, yeah.
All right, mate. I've got like a history question, and you might know, Steve, but if Tim's listening, if I'm not mistaken, this is the 46th season, in the previous 45 seasons, I think there have been like three perfect games where the winner swept the votes, and it's never been a female. Am I right about that, Tim? Steve?
In the new era?
No, I'm talking all time.
Oh, all time. Well, yeah, there's JT. There was Cochran, I believe. I believe Cochran was one of the perfect winners. Wait a minute. I'm gonna have to look that up.
Was Earl?
I think Earl was one, yes. Cochran, let's see. Cochran had a unanimous 8-0 vote. He became the third winner to win a unanimous vote. He was the second winner to win a unanimous vote while never receiving a single vote against him. Earl had received votes against him in Fiji.
Well, the way I was talking about a perfect season, I didn't go that deep as to never having a vote cast against him. My thing was winning the game and sweeping the vote. At the end,
I don't think
we've ever had a female do that. Kim Spradlin didn't even do that, did she?
I don't think she did, because I believe Sabrina got at least. Wait, was it Sabrina or was it? Oh, I'm trying to remember. If it was Sabrina or Chelsea what? That got... Let me see. Oh, yeah, no, Kim didn't get a perfect season. She got a 7-2 vote.
Yeah. I know Tina Weston didn't do it. I know Amber didn't do it. I know Michelle didn't do it. I can't think of a female that's done it, and I can only think of three men that have done it.
Well, I don't know if anybody else that we have on the line would know. We have Melissa, we have Reggie, we have JB and Janet on the line with us. From what I can tell, I don't think any of the women had a perfect vote or a unanimous vote. Maybe, wait a minute. Let me see.
From what I can see, it was five males that did it.
Well, wait a minute. Who were the other males? Because we got Cochran, we got Earl, we got JT.
Jeremy and Adam, season 31 and 33.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah, I forgot about Adam.
So, what do we have now? Four men.
Wait a minute. Who did you say was the other one, Janet?
It says Jeremy, season 31.
Jeremy Collins?
Jeremy. Yeah, Jeremy Collins. Let me see. Cambodia. Yep, Jeremy got a perfect 10-0 vote. Yep, so Jeremy, Adam, Earl, Cochran, and JT. But I don't see,
okay.
I don't see any women who have gotten one.
No female. Do you?
No.
That what you see, Janet? No female?
No female.
Okay. Now, what was the point of all this?
I don't know. What was the point of all of it, Jim?
I'm just throwing it out there because I know what I've been told, but, of course, I don't know it's a fact until I actually view it like all of you do. But I know what I've been told. And from what I've been told, I'm thinking maybe a certain female is getting such a great edit because she's going to be the first.
Oh, wow.
Honestly, it would not surprise me. Considering the type of edit that they've gotten so far, it would not surprise me at all if she's the first one. Because it's almost like she's been praised since the very beginning of the season. Not just by production, but by the players out there as well.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, when you see other players talking to her, or even at Tribal last night, what was it? Who was it that pointed her out when they were talking about who might be in trouble or whatever? Somebody pointed her out as, and maybe it was Q that pointed her out as being so good socially with everybody, liked her. I think it was Q that said that about her. Right there. At the
oh table. My God, that just makes it even. That just makes his edit even worse last night. God, you gotta throw both of your allies under the bus.
It did brag about
I mean,
somebody
my
else.
God. I mean, my God.
I'm pretty sure it was him, though.
I mean, it would make sense with his edit that it would be him.
Oh. But, I mean, she is playing a really good game. If she doesn't win, it'll be a shock. It will be a shock.
Yeah, I definitely agree with the way that she has been edited so far.
I mean,
it sort of
all adds up. I mean, from what I've been told, then I start watching the show and I'm like, wow, boy, they're really, really featuring her. It's like, and players, what they say about it, it's like, how in the hell could anybody else win but her?
Right. You know, it's, I mean, you take, I remember when you said that the winner would be a woman, and I take a look at this cast and it's like, well, obviously it's not going to be Liz because literally her first sense of any sort of strategy came last night where she finally decided, oh wait a minute, maybe I should actually play the game for once instead of bragging about how much money I have. It probably
but
wasn't
she did.
Be
she did
because
she did get a good edit, Steve. She did get a good edit last night. Maybe
she did. Yes.
Maybe she's honing in on one of the final three spots.
Possibly. I mean, she did get a good edit, but the thing with her, normally how they edit finalists. It just this doesn't seem like a finalist type edit out of her. You know, normally
we don't
see the finalists wake up.
But let me ask you this, Steve. If it's possible that we have a female winner who's going to be the first female winner ever to sweep all the votes, what other two people would be the easiest to do it against besides someone that's already got millions of dollars and a guy that did nothing?
True.
You
definitely have a point there. I mean, honestly,
I think after last night, with everything that was exposed at Tribal and what all the players got to see out in the open at Tribal, there's no way Q's winning. There's no way Tiffany's winning. There's no way Venus is winning. There's no way Hunter's winning. You can scratch those off your bingo card if you have any of them. If you picked them in some random game, you're not going to win. They are not going to win this season. And as far as players that you might consider are very, very iffy, that's Mariah, Ben, Charlie, and Liz. That only leaves one player.
My girl.
That's right.
Who was that? Was that Reggie?
Yeah.
That was Reggie, yeah.
How you doing, Reggie?
Doing good. Thank you for asking. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good. Can't complain. Just hope this bad weather misses us tonight. Supposed to have some bad stuff coming in around midnight. But so you're a Kinsey fan.
Oh, absolutely. I think I said it several times on the thread last night. Y'all leave my Tiffany alone. Don't you mess with her. No.
You said Tiffany. No. I'm talking Kinsey.
Oh, I thought you were talking Tiffany.
No, I said Q, Tiffany, Venus, Hunter are dead in the water. Mariah Ben are barely hanging on.
Well, then I don't. Well, I think Tiffany should go in. Can we?
What hurt
can we
Tiffany?
Change
what
that?
Hurt Tiffany was? What hurt Tiffany was Q's big mouth telling everybody she got an idol.
Oh, Q needs to shut up. Mr.
I know.
All I want
I like,
is attention.
Hey, I'm in the boat with you. I like Tiffany. I've liked her since day one.
I mean, and Q, his mouth just runs to hear him talk and be pertinent in his own mind. Only in his own mind. Nobody else wants to hear him. I'm starting to mute him. I am so sick of him.
So you're giving him the Melissa treatment that she gives Kevin.
Yes.
What did you think about that, Reggie, last night? I know you're probably not a Tevin fan either, but you got a guy sitting there at Tribal saying, vote me out, and you got Tevin that wants to play, and yet Tevin has to go home.
I didn't understand why they wanted Tevin out, because he may want to play his own game. Hello, everybody is there to win $1 million except Little Rich Girl, you know. So why do they have such a hang up about people wanting to, like, progress in the game? That just slays me.
Well,
I don't get it.
I think the point was it wasn't that he so much wanted to play his own game. It was that he was kind of having a lot of control over the game and what other players did. I think that's how he was perceived. Whether that's true or not is debatable, but I think that's how he was perceived. Hunter's not perceived that way. Hunter's just perceived as an alpha male dog trying to win stuff and stay safe. Kevin was kind of seen as a guy using strategy and social game to try to control what was going on. And I think that's how Q is seen, too. And I think last night it killed his game. I mean, he survived, like Steve said, you know.
He
you
needs
know,
to go
okay,
home.
You made it through last night, but now everybody's going to want you gone.
Yeah, he needs to be gone. Him and his little mouth need to go.
But I'm with you. I'm a Tiffany fan. I like Tiffany. But, What do you think about what do you think about how Venus just walked right up to that little group and said, "Are y'all through talking yet?"
I thought that was rude. I thought it was rude and uncalled for. She needs to check herself at the door. Don't you be acting like that. You are not all that in a slice of bread. Trust me. Your nose is. I mean, I don't find her pretty. She's losing too much weight. I'm sure
she's
gorgeous. And well, I'm
she's,
sure she
she's
isn't.
Gorgeous.
Not anymore to my face because of her mouth.
Oh, she's a gorgeous girl. But did you hear how I assessed her with what her weaknesses were? I mean,
no.
Her weakness is her strength is. She's kind of been a target the whole season, and she's managed to find a way to stay in the game somehow. Her weakness is she hasn't made any bonds with people. She's not social with people.
That's because
people
she doesn't have a personality.
People have tried to get close with her. Well, it's not so much that. People try to get close with her, and she just doesn't value their opinions as much as she does hers.
I call that kind of conceited. Like, hello, it's all about me.
Kevin said in an interview today that he tried to reconnect with her. He knew they weren't close, But he tried to mend the fence and say, let's work this out, because nobody would see us coming. Nobody would expect us. Let's work this out and work together. If you got a problem with something I do or say, tell me. If I got a problem with what you do or say, I'll tell you, and we'll work it out, and we'll still pretend to fight and bicker at camp, and nobody will see it coming. And he said she just wouldn't have no part of it. She just told him, well, you're wrong. You're wrong with what you're thinking. She wouldn't play. She wouldn't do it.
She's ridiculous.
And that would have been a surprise. People would not have expected that, because people out there knew the two of them did not get along. So had she agreed to that, it would have been smart strategy. She had great survival skills to last this long, but she did not have any social skills.
She still doesn't.
But she is a babe.
It is in the eye of the beholder, Jim. That's all I got to say.
Well, is Melissa on here? Come defend me, Melissa. I know you'll say she's,
yeah,
she's
she
a
is.
Good-looking girl. All right, Melissa, bail me out. I know you may not like her or whatever, but she is a good-looking girl.
I think that means
Venus.
No comment.
Venus or Kenzie?
Do what?
She said Venus,
Melissa,
or Kenzie.
She said what?
She said Venus or Kenzie.
Who are you talking about?
I'm talking about Venus.
Oh, you know, I like her and everything, and I know what she's, what she wants to do. But I think she's really overplaying.
Do you think that's out of necessity because she's been at the bottom the whole season?
Well, I think a little bit of it is necessity. And I think another part of it is, she really does think she's all that in a bag of chips.
There we go. Thank you, Melissa. Love you, girlfriend.
But I do like her. I mean,
I'm sure if you ask men, they would say she's all of that in a bag of chips. But that's just,
yeah.
I mean, what we're talking about there is just her looks, and that's not what I'm trying to talk about. I'm trying to talk about what she had to do in the game and what she kind of failed at in the game.
Well, from the beginning, she's been kind of, I don't know, she tried to, I don't know. I liked her in the beginning. I really did. But then I was watching Tevin's exit interview, and he was talking about how he's the one that pulled her aside and
right.
was trying to get, this. And
yeah,
she basically turned around and said, said his name, and he just cut her off.
Yeah, I mentioned that, you know, it's obvious the two of them didn't like each other, but he did reach out and try to mend fences and try to say, why don't we just work together? And, you know, if I do or say something you don't like, you tell me, and same with you, and we can pretend we still don't like each other. Nobody will see it coming. She still wouldn't have no part of it. She was basically just telling him, no, you're wrong about your thinking.
Well, you know, sometimes it's you walk into a room and you see someone and they look at you and you look at them and you just know from the very beginning that you're not going to get along.
Yep.
That's very possible. Very, very possible.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think overall? You can elaborate on that, but what do you think overall about the show last night with what Q did and how he blew up other people's games, and yet he's still there, and the whole hide-and-seek crap where
he
took that first one because he couldn't find somebody?
He was talking out both sides of his mouth, wasn't he? Oh,
yeah.
I'm getting pissed off at these people wanting to you know, say the name of the six, but then he was turning around saying, we've got to get Anthony. I mean, he was talking about getting the six out. It's like, dude, I'm the only one that can do it, right? Nobody else can. Do as I say, not as I do. Oh, my God.
Yeah. And I know you weren't a Tevin fan, but that kind of sucks that somebody that wanted to play had to leave while somebody sitting there saying, vote me out, gets to stay.
Well, you know what? It's because Tevin thought he was running the whole thing, and Q thinks he's running the whole thing. And
that's a good point.
They are clashing big time, fighting
that's
for the glory. So that's
very
why Q is pulling out all the stops.
And now he's in deep doo-doo, right?
Yep. He certainly is, but I was really, 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 really glad that now I don't have to sit through Kevin's crap.
You really didn't like that guy.
No, I didn't.
Well, what do you think of, I mean, they totally blew up Tiffany's game too, telling everybody she's got an idol.
Yeah, that was really dumb. But I think Tiffany was confident enough in her connection that I think everybody sees that Tevin and Q are dominant. So I would think that Q's going next week.
Yeah,
Don't
you kind of think the way it's going to break down, Tiffany's going to end up having to play that idol, and maybe she's safe that week, but then she's out the next week. Anybody's got an idol
right
now, they pretty much
have
to play.
Eventually.
Yeah.
If they're smart, they're going to get rid of Q first. But, you know, when are they smart?
Well, it would be an easy vote right now. The guy just told everybody, I want to leave. Now, what does he do when he goes back to camp? Is he going to try to go to Hunter and say, I just made all that up, I didn't want to leave, and look how it worked. See, they doing exactly what I want them to do. I mean, it depends on what he does with this, because the way he's acted so far, if he was just using gamesmanship, he's not going to be able not to brag to some players and tell them that was just all a ploy. And don't you think those players will tell each other?
Yeah.
I mean, if he's smart, he would go back and say he was honest. He really felt that way, but y'all woke me up, and now I want to play. I want to play. If he's smart, that's what he'll do. But
yeah, I don't know.
What about some other people, Melissa? We talked a little about Venus and Tiffany. We talked about Q. Well, let's talk about the hide-and-seek game, I mean, and how personal Hugh took it that some people weren't able to be found. I mean, was that crazy?
It was nuts.
You're just
the whole reason. The whole reason why he even got that game together is to see what people. I don't know. He was breaking it down person by person, wasn't he?
I don't believe that one bit. I don't believe it one bit.
Ben's got to go, and Hunter's got to go.
What are you going to learn from a game of hide-and-seek? Okay, this person was better at hiding than the other person. So what? What does that have to do with Survivor?
Right.
I think Q likes to do things, and then afterwards, claim to be such a genius that he did it and what he found out and what he did when he really didn't do anything. He didn't do nothing.
Not a damn thing.
He wasted the whole afternoon playing hide and seek. Why are you out looking for
it's like Kevin said, it was to break up with the monotony. He was thinking they were just having some fun. Right.
Yeah, I guess so. But I wouldn't have tried to hide very hard. I'd have been more worried with finding coconuts, finding some food or something, or maybe taking a nap. But yeah.
I don't know. It depends on how bored you are. You know.
Yeah, I guess.
A little game of hide and seek.
Kind of
breaks up the monotony of the.
You can go out in the sand and draw tic-tac-toe in the sand, too. Kill some time.
Goodness.
I think Boston Rob did that on Deal or No Deal last week. But who else we got here? Was JB here?
Yeah, I'm here.
JB. Scale of 1 to 10. 1 is can't stand her. 10 is love her, but I have no idea what color her eyes are. What kind of game is your girl playing?
I'm going to say a 10. Because I still don't know what color her eyes are. And it doesn't matter if they're blue. It doesn't matter if they're green. It doesn't matter what color your damn eyes are. She's kicking ass. And really, rating last night's game, I'm going to rate last night's game as probably a 2 or a 3. And it has to do with Q. Q.
Okay.
Q needs to go. And he needed to go before Tevin.
I agree.
As much as I am with Melissa and can't stand Tevin, I wanted to see Q go last night. He was saying that, vote me out and shit. And I was thinking, you know what? If you wanted to be voted out, hey, I'll vote your ass out. Bullshit.
It's like Kevin told Jeff Probst, we're not playing for a dollar. We're not playing for $1,000. We're playing for $1 million. If somebody wants to go home, I'm not going to coddle them and try to make them stay.
Yeah, really. Say, if you want to go that bad, if you want to be voted out, hey, I'll vote your ass out. I don't give a shit.
I mean, that's me. If I'm on that, if I'm at that tribal council and some guy tells me, vote me out, I'm ready to go. Shit, I'm like, Jeff, time to vote.
Yeah, really.
That's all God. We need, Jeff.
Yeah, that's all we need is a person that says, I think you need to vote me out. Well, that's all it takes for me. I'll vote your ass out.
Yeah, that's a no-brainer. You ain't got to tell me twice.
And another thing with that, I was reading on my telephone today that Jeff Probst did not take that as a quit. He said, I don't think he really meant to be, you know, quit. Not like those two that quit last year. But still.
Well, Jeff knows what's coming up next week and the week after. So Jeff knows if it was legit or if it was just him trying to use strategy and play the game.
Right.
Because if it was him wanting to quit, and then next week he's going to keep on and on about, I still want to go. I wish Jeff knows that. So that's not what's going to happen. So that's why Jeff said what he said. It was bogus. It was bogus.
And I thought, you know what? That's bullshit. That's bullshit. If somebody is out there and they want to be voted out, they ought to just vote that person's damn ass out of the game.
Yeah, I would.
I really thought, and this is, I didn't like Tevin, but if Q's going around saying, you know, I think you should vote me out and everything like that, you know, to me, that just gives Tevin more time to stay in there. It gives him more time to possibly win a challenge and stay in for, you know, longer. Is Q going to win a challenge? Last week he said he threw the challenge last week. I think that's bullcrap. He did not throw that challenge last week. I think he actually lost it because the way that he fell off of that thing last week, it did not look like he just jumped off of there and said, well, you know, he's just a bunch of, he just talks a bunch of hot air. Hot air comes out of his mouth and out of any kind of crevice. It's just hot air.
Yeah. What do you think? What do you think about the other players last night? What do you think about Venus? What do you think about Hunter? Tiffany probably had her game blown up. What do you think about? I mean, the ramifications of what Q did were more than just Tevin leaving. He messed up other people too.
He screwed up. He definitely screwed up what's her name?
Tiffany.
He definitely screwed up her game. He's just got a, they just need to put some duct tape on his mouth and just duct tape his whole, you know, body and just throw him in the damn Pacific Ocean. and say, well, you know, it's either sink or swim, buddy. That's what they do with people in the Navy when they go out going for SEALs. They put up worse than that.
Jim, we got Teresa added to the line.
Okay, so we still got Teresa and Janet here, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. And we got Reggie and Melissa as well.
We talked to Reggie. I want to get Janet in now, and get your thoughts about it. I mean, me and you and Steve and, Corey, I guess, we talked all afternoon, but we didn't really talk about the show last night. You know, we won't talk about it on the podcast. We talked about other stuff. But what do you think about last night? Do you think Q was just using strategy? He didn't really want to leave. What do you think that Kevin had to leave and Q gets to stay? What do you think about Venus's attitude, Tiffany's game being blown up? How it's looking now toward the end?
Well, my first thought about Q is I do think it was strategy, and I think it was horrible play. He said he's going to change the way the game's being played, and I think you should use it as a not how to play the game, because him saying that he wanted to go, I would have voted him out. Like, that's ridiculous. I was watching, and I'm thinking, oh, my gosh. I really felt sorry for Kevin in that moment, because even though I think he's a threat, a big social threat, and, I mean, he's got to go at some point, but I think he should have got to stay over Q last night. I don't like the way Q is playing. I think he's gotten overconfident, maybe a little cocky over the past little while, and he thinks that everybody needs to do what he says or they need to go, and he's talking about everyone else. Somebody else has said this, too, about him saying, you know, you can't go after the six or my allies or else they're going to be gone. But he's going after his own six. He says that Tiffany's his number one, but then goes and tells everybody Tiffany has an idol. And then he's okay with Kevin being voted out. Kevin's part of your six, too. So I don't understand his play at all. And I'm glad it's going to catch up to him soon. I see him leaving next. I think he really hurt Tiffany, because now everybody's going to be worried about her idol, where they may not have had a clue, because I thought she was playing a pretty good game.
Right.
Yeah, I was shocked by the episode, like just all of his actions. I thought it was ridiculous.
What about Venus? You heard what I said.
Yep.
Of what I think are her strengths and her flaws, and you've heard how Kevin tried to, you know, mend fences and connect with her, and you saw how she acted last night about going up to them. I mean, yeah, the thing about her going up to them and them and trying to break them up, I don't really have a problem with that. I may have done the same thing if I'm sitting over there in a group of four or five and I'm watching them over there talking and I'm thinking they're maybe talking about me. I may have done the same thing. I may have went over and said, y'all want to come join us and break this shit up or what? You know?
Yeah, I like her. You called her bold in the beginning. I like that statement because I like the bold gameplay. I think she's been doing what she has to do to stay safe every week. But I think you're right where her weaknesses are. And I think that I just lost my train of thought. I think that she – oh, where's I going with that? I think her not wanting to if Kevin went to her with some type of thing to get along or whatever, I don't understand why she's not accepting things like that, even if she wants someone to go. I think she should be exploring every option socially,
exactly.
And I don't think she is. Yeah.
Exactly. Very good point. Even if she didn't want to go very far with Kevin, you don't decline it.
You see that he's in numbers. You see that he's being well-liked. Why wouldn't you use that for a little bit if you can to your advantage?
Yeah, I mean, even if he's not liked, I mean, you don't decline it. You don't just definitely bury it like she did. You at least say, well, that sounds promising. Let's talk more about this. You don't just bury it like she did.
Yes, that's true.
And that's
I do appreciate her fight, though. I do like her, and I love how she's trying to fight to stay in.
But she just don't have no social game, and
that's it.
You know, it makes me wonder. Makes me wonder if some guy's trying to date her. Man, good luck.
Yeah.
She's the type that'll ask you, "Where do you want to go eat tonight?" "Oh, we're going to Red Lobster. I don't care what you like or not."
Yeah.
But what do you think about Kenzie?
I like Kenzie. I think she's playing a really good game. I think I'll be shocked if she doesn't win, even though I'll keep saying I hope it's Maria that wins. I really like Maria. I know they're not showing a lot of her, and I don't like her edit, but I really like Maria. But Kenzie's in the mix, and Q might have brought her up a few times, but I don't think nobody else says anything bad about her. I think she's doing really well.
Yeah, thing about Maria and the edit, it started looking like we were fixing to get a really good edit from her, and then it kind of died. And now, after last night, you're looking and thinking, oh, now Liz is getting a good edit.
Yeah. Yeah, Liz kind of shocked me. I mean, she just comes out and says, "I want Kevin out," and makes it happen. The fact that she's putting herself out there now, I'd like to see where that goes. I don't know how far it's going to go, but I'd like to see that because she shocked me this episode.
Yeah. All right, good stuff, Janet. Good stuff. Teresa, how you doing?
Okay.
Sounds like you're tired.
Yeah, it's been kind of a rough day, but I just got to think. Five more weeks, the school year be over.
You saw the show last night?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? What do you think about how Q acted?
Oh, my gosh. Number one. He is a poor man, Boston Rob. I mean, that whole thing of nobody's going to go get the six or us. They've got to go. And then he votes out one of that six, Mike.
Do you think he meant it, or you think it was just strategy?
He's all over the place. I can't figure him out to save my life. All I know is that I want to see him gone along with his key skirt.
And I mean, that brings up an interesting point. I mean, we've been debating whether he meant it or it was just strategy. If I'm sitting there, I don't give a damn whether he meant it or he didn't. I'm using that opportunity to send his ass out. If you're playing a whispers game, and Janet shows up at Tribal and says, I don't really want to do this no more, just vote me out," are you going to try to keep her in the game?
I'd be like, bye, Felicia.
Teresa, you'd be like, "Jim, call for the vote. We ready." What about any of the other players? Who are you pulling for, Teresa?
Well, although from what you told me, they don't win, sadly. I really like Hunter and I really like Charlie.
Okay, yeah, they don't win. But I really, really like Hunter. I'm kind of on the fence with Charlie, but I really like Hunter.
And I'll tell you what, the Taylor Swift references, although I like Taylor Swift, it's getting old.
Yeah. Do you have her do you have her album coming in tonight on Spotify or anything?
No, but I'll probably end up getting it on
I think it's being released tonight at midnight.
I'll get it on my Amazon Music. I'm
tired of hearing that too. What it looked like to me, Teresa, was, of course, this was filmed before all the stuff came up with her and Travis Kelce, and it just looked like a very poor attempt at a guy begging for attention. Please see this, Taylor. Please hear this, Taylor, and please message me. That's what it seemed like to me.
Yeah. And let me think. Venus is another one I like to see. In fact, I like to see Q and Venus gone, the next two gone. I mean, Venus acts like her shit don't stink.
Wow.
Great observation.
Steve, how do I always end up around women like that?
I don't know. You must have this magnetism around you.
I guess there's a magnet, a secret magnet that attaches me to people like that. I mean, I heard that when I was pulling for Taylor on Big Brother when she won. Oh, yeah, I liked her at first, but now she acts like her shit don't stink.
And Kenzie, and I think this is just more of a personal preference than anything else. There's only one thing I do not like about Kenzie, but it's, like I said, it's just a personal
thing. Please don't bury JB and say it's her eyes.
Absolutely. I was going to say her tattoo.
I'm not big on tattoos either. I don't have any, so.
Neither do I.
I mean, especially all, I mean, it's like you don't even see any skin. It's all tattoo.
I don't think JB's eyes get that far.
Well, I did mention it last week.
Here we go. Here we go, Steve.
Start the counter.
That's not why you hurried up. Quote, hurried up and got on, end quote.
I can deal with tattoos. I can if I like the girl. But hers are kind of excessive. But if I met her and liked her, I mean, I'd look over that. It wouldn't be a deal breaker, you know. I don't think Kenzie has a deal breaker for JB. I think he has found his perfect survivor.
Is JB on here tonight?
Yeah, he's here.
Yeah, it felt like, you know what, last night. Or you don't want to know. You don't want to know how I felt. That's better.
Oh, no, we don't want to know.
And I didn't even watch either Survivor or The Amazing Race last night.
Well, I have to say...
To be fair, though, nobody watches The Amazing Race.
Well, considering we don't have live TV anymore, and the only way I could watch Amazing Race and Survivor is on Paramount Plus, I had to get up earlier this morning and watch Survivor this morning, and then typically Bob and I watch Amazing Race in the evening on, like, Thursday evening, so.
I watch it every Wednesday night, whoever said that. That was, no. Yeah, you should try to join in.
I watch Survivor, and I usually watch it on Paramount Plus. There's been a couple of times this season I had to watch it the next day that I wasn't able to see it that night, which is why you probably didn't see me tweeting on those nights because I wasn't watching. But after Survivor goes off, Amazing Race comes on, and I leave it on while I'm still tweeting and talking Survivor online. So I kind of watch it, but I don't know what's going on. I mean,
The night that Brandu, I think that's his name, was medically evacuated, I actually got to watch it live that night. However, I missed the last probably 30 minutes of it because we were in a hotel room and our 5-year-old granddaughter decided she'd rather watch Bluey.
Well, and all of us parents know when that happens, who wins? Oh, I can't tell you how many times I've seen Frozen.
Oh, gee, don't even go there.
I've never seen
Frozen. Was it so many times that it left you frozen?
Yes, yes. Oh, the kids rule.
Well, that week
I
watched
that's how it is. You know, after they go to sleep, then you can try to pick something you want to watch, and by that time, you make it through about 10 minutes and you're asleep.
Mm-hmm.
That's how that goes.
I know, it's like I honestly thought that I needed a day once I got back to just sleep after dealing with her all week. But don't get me wrong, I love her to pieces.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
And especially when you have a fight.
That don't mean they can't sometimes get on your nerves.
Yeah.
They do.
You can imagine how, albeit you love it, how exhausting it can be dealing with a 5-year-old with autism and 6-month-old twins.
Yeah. Melissa, you know, we were talking in our mods group about who we think Venus resembles. And I've got the replay of Amazing Race on right now, and I just saw a pair of girls. I guess they're from Peru or somewhere. One of them's name is Karishma.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I'm sure Steve knows it. One of those girls kind of favors her, Melissa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it was somebody I kept thinking, who does she remind me of?
Maybe you're like me. I get like that, and I can't figure it out. That's the way I was earlier this season with Badu. He reminds me of somebody, and I still can't figure it out.
about Krishna, but the other one, I can't remember her name. But she reminds me of Robin from How I Met Your Mother.
Well, one of them looked a lot like Alyssa Lopez from Big Brother.
Well, not Venus.
No, I was talking about these two girls on Amazing Race. One of them looked like Alyssa from Big Brother.
Yeah.
I can see that.
I don't know. I'm kind of like you. I'm kind of like you, Melissa. She does remind me of somebody, but I don't know who it is. And that's the way I was with Badu earlier this season. There's somebody I've seen that looks like him, and I can't remember who it is. But
I don't know.
All right, let's get back to Steve. Steve, after you hearing everybody's thoughts, anything change your opinion, or maybe add a little depth to something maybe you were thinking about last night and the season as a whole?
I mean, not really. The whole thing is last night just seemed like a complete car wreck to begin with. So, I think I still need to process a lot of what happened last night, because it was almost like we were being. It's kind of been like how it's been all season long, where we've been fed in different directions. Like we've been told this specific thing, we've been shown this specific thing, but it's like for example, how I mentioned earlier with Q's, the way Q has been edited this season, and it's like, okay, well then why the hell did he all of a sudden have a collapse like he did last night? You know, it's like they didn't give us any specific reasoning for, or not reasoning, but they didn't give us any sort of notice like, okay, he's going to basically collapse, like his edit is basically going to immediately drop like out of nowhere, and you know, nobody's going to understand at all why it's this way. It's like we didn't get any sort of notice whatsoever before last night that anything was on the horizon.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. I mean, you can say that's good editing. If they wanted a shocking tribal, they got it. I mean, it was good editing. We had no clue. Most of us didn't. We didn't have no clue what was going to happen. So I'm sure the general viewers were shocked. And probably
right.
A lot of the hardcore fans. I'm pretty sure the hardcore fans pretty much figured out it's either going to be a big, big wild discussion, or there's going to be a fight, something, because they knew from the promo that when Jeff said what he said, it was before the votes because he was still sitting down. So
right, that's true.
You knew
I forgot you tweeted that. I forgot about that.
Yeah. I mean, I tried to warn everybody, just remember what's shocking is going to happen before the votes. It's not after the votes, it's before the votes. So, but to the general fans, I'm sure it was a big shock to the avid, rabid fans online who try to follow everything. Probably 50-50. There were probably 50% of them that were surprised and 50% of them that weren't. But you know, as far as what Jeff described it as, I don't know that that was any more shocking than any other tribals they've had when players decided to stand up and start going and talking. I mean, we've seen that before. The only difference
right.
was you had Q saying, vote me out. I want to go home. That was the biggest difference.
Yeah, otherwise, you know, I mean, we've seen a live tribal tape. Although, I don't know, maybe we haven't have we seen a live tribal take place before last night in the new era?
I don't know.
I don't remember if
is
we have.
Tim out? Yeah, Tim, you out in the chat room? Answer that if you can remember it. I don't remember one on the season where they had Yami, Garrett, and Carolyn together. I don't remember one that season. I don't remember one the season Erica won. I don't remember when Marianne won, so maybe that's the first in the new era. That's another thing that Jeff commented on this week that a lot of Survivor fans didn't appreciate, and one of them posted about it in Survivor Whispers. Leslie Neese posted about it in Whispers that Jeff made a comment something about the old era survivors couldn't make it on one of these new era seasons.
He said he doesn't remember.
Okay. I think we would remember. I think that's the point, Steve. I think if it happened we would remember.
Right.
I know what
he
said
before.
I don't think it's been in the new era.
Got to be honest, I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember the new era. I know it's happened.
Oh yeah, it's definitely happened in Survivor previously, but it's just unknown when it comes to the new era.
Yeah, because Jeff, it doesn't. I mean, am I the only one seeing this, Jeff? Seems to be intentionally distancing the show now from the old era into this new era.
Yeah, I agree with that.
No, you're right. You're right. I've noticed that. I've noticed that in recent weeks. It seems like he's deliberately like trying to shift our focus away from comparing this current season of Survivor to, or not this current season, but previous season, or like seasons moving forward. He's trying to shift us from comparing them at all to the old school Survivor.
I had one Survivor tell me this week, Jeff's trying to erase our history.
Yeah, somebody actually said it in, was it Carl Balanchion? I forget if it was Carl in Whispers who actually, or maybe it was him or maybe it was Leslie who actually commented on it, I think.
Yeah, I know Leslie did a long post about her thoughts on it, and I went in after. I thanked her for doing that so fans could see what a previous Survivor thought about all of this, because it honestly does seem like he's trying to erase history, and now all we're concerned about with this show is the new era, the new era, the new era. And I know you want to promote the new era, but you don't forget where you came from.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It was funny, though, either way, how Q got so butt hurt because everybody said, no, we want to do the challenge. We don't care about the race.
He tried hard, too, didn't he?
You know what? That's something I completely forgot about. The rice. I'll tell you right now, maybe it's just me, maybe because I know damn well I wouldn't be able to hang on to a pole like that for as long as they did in order to win. But as soon as I would have probably been one of the first ones to volunteer. Because if you're potentially getting rice for the entire camp.
I think it depends on your situation in the game, Steve, if you think you're safe or not. Because the way I think about it, I'd want to do the challenge for two reasons. One, it's a historical challenge that they always do. I think one of the players said this, you want to participate in that challenge. It's just like the one where they have them under the water trying to raise up and keep their breath. You want to participate in that challenge. It's one of the staple marks on challenges. You want to do that. So that's number one reason I wanted to do it. Number two is I think I could keep my ass on that pole for a long time. But I do agree, and like I said about Q, I think him leaving first kind of set the stage for what he was going to do at Tribal. He didn't want to win. He wanted to go to Tribal and get to say what he had to say about vote me out, because if he would have stayed up and won or had a shot at winning, it would have kind of defeated the purpose for him to be able to go and say, just vote me out. that's a really good question. Do you want the rice? I understand Venus wanting to participate. She probably knew she's in trouble. And normally, and she was the last female left, but normally girls do really good in this challenge.
Right, that's another
but
thing,
you're looking, I mean, if you're out there looking at people, I mean, you got to look at Hunter like, I mean, this guy ain't coming off that damn pole. He's just not.
No.
He'll stay up there till tomorrow.
But I don't think he would have beaten what's his face. I don't think he could have stayed up there 2 hours.
I don't know. Hunter's good, man. He's really good.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, like I said, I don't know if it was last week. He's just a good old Southern boy. I mean, them Southern boys tough. They're tough. I mean, they're used to doing crazy things out in the woods and in the water and stuff. They're tough. I mean, you saw him up in that tree. I mean, he's good. He's really good.
Pulling off his best pony impersonation.
Yeah, I wish he could have got there, but, you know, when they do another returnee season, I'd be shocked if they don't ask him back.
I think he's almost a guarantee, actually.
Yeah. And fans like him,
season.
You know. That's the thing about him. He's good. He plays hard. He tries to play loyal. And fans like him. I mean, if you're casting a show, you want that guy on the show. You know? It's like when the Whispers game come up, you know, if Janet applies, you think I will say, no, you're going to have to sit out this season? If Corey applies, you think I'm gonna say nah? Try again next season. I mean, you want those type of people in there, and I'm sure if they when they do another returnee season, I'd be shocked if Hunter's not in the cast. I'd be shocked if who was the big muscle-bound guy that was Mike Turner's buddy when they played?
Jonathan.
Yeah, I'd be shocked if he's not invited back.
Jim, Tim said, as far as the live tribal goes, he said there's been whispering at tribal, but I'm not sure where everyone just got up and started talking and changing plans or trying to change plans. And I don't know if this fully counts, but the tribal, when Caleb's shot in the dark hit, everyone had to scramble on the spot to find a new target.
Yeah. Melissa, do you remember? I just remember a tribal where they were up talking like that. I don't remember when it was, but I remember that.
Well, it's happened a handful of times throughout the last 46 seasons.
Okay.
Where that's happened, but I couldn't tell you, Jim. I couldn't tell you specifically which one.
That's me. I can't tell you when it was, but I remember seeing players standing up, going to talk to each other. I remember that.
Yep. Yeah, me too. But I couldn't tell you when.
Yeah, me either.
I know it's happened.
Yeah, I agree. It has. And like I said, I don't mind it. If it happens rarely, but if it becomes a thing where they're going to start doing that every week, then Jeff's got to stop that, you know. So, all right, I got something interesting I want to do now. We're about 17 minutes away from going into the overtime, and I don't know if this will carry us to there, but this is your first reminder. Don't hang up. Don't get cut off. We can't get you back on in the overtime. And we are going to do an overtime hour, and I am going to stay. So what I want to do now, I've got Steve, Reggie, Melissa, JB, Janet, Teresa, and Tim. I've got you in that order. That's the order we're going in, so you know when your name's coming up. Steve, Reggie, Melissa, JB, Janet, Teresa, Tim. I want your final three picks.
All righty.
I'm not necessarily asking for a winner. I just want a final three. So if you get one in the final three and they win, you did good. And Steve, you're on the clock.
All righty. I mean, do you want it now?
All right.
Or do you want to wait until the
give me your final three.
Right now? Okay. I believe Kenzie is one. I believe Charlie is the other. And as far as the third, I'm going to go with Maria.
Okay.
Because even though you mentioned to me Liz earlier in this podcast, I just think it's still real weird that a finalist waits until now for their edit to start.
Okay. And I'm guessing out of those, I mean, you don't have to make a prediction, but I'm guessing out of those three, you would probably, if you had $100 to bet, you'd probably bet 80 of it on Kenzie.
Oh, easy.
Okay. All right. Reggie, final three.
Well, I wish I could say Tiffany, but you kind of told me she isn't going to be there that long, so that just breaks my heart. So let's see. I'm going to pick, golly, none of them really stand out, but I'm going to pick.
You're tough.
I know. I guess I'll go with Kinsey and I don't know. Hunter, maybe? And Charlie.
Okay. Kinsey, Hunter, Charlie.
Yeah.
Out of those three, does anyone stand out that you think probably would win?
No.
Okay. All right, Melissa, you're up. Give me them three. I know you keep up. I know you take notes.
Okay. Well, I think it's going to be Charlie, Kinsey,
okay,
and Maria.
Charlie, Kinsey, Maria. And do you lean either way as to who's probably the winner?
Well, the person I want to win is Maria, but I think Kinsey,
okay,
will probably win. Yeah.
Okay. All right, JB. Kinsey and who else?
Kinsey, Charlie, and Maria. And I pick Charlie gets no votes, and Kinsey wins.
Okay. All right, Janet, your turn.
I got to go Maria, Kinsey, and Charlie, but I'm going to switch it up. I'm going to think Maria wins.
Ooh,
Maria,
okay.
Kinsey, Charlie, and we have a daredevil.
All right, Maria.
Yeah, good for you. Yeah, that's I like that. I like that. Teresa, your final three?
I'm going to say Kinsey, Hunter, and probably Maria.
Okay, and any inclination as to who's probably going to win?
Probably Kinsey.
Okay. All right, Tim, you can type it if you want to, and Steve will tell me. Final three and who you think will probably win. You can't say Bryce Harper.
I just typed
lot
just
of
typed them just now, so let's see.
Steve, lot of love for Maria. I like that.
Well, it makes
not
sense,
one person,
considering if. Yeah,
not
it makes
one
sense,
person
though, pick.
Yeah, but not one person picked Liz in the final three. Not one person picked Ben in the final three. Not one person picked Venus, Tiffany, or Q in the final three. We do have a Hunter. We have a lot of Maria. We have a lot of Charlie. We have a lot of Kinsey. We have no Liz.
All right, he just saw my message, so I think he's gonna send me his picks.
All right. Okay.
But, yeah, you know, I mean, I was kind of thinking, Liz, after you brought that up earlier tonight, Jim, but it still doesn't make sense in my head. Because why would you start off a finalist edit this far out into the game? Well, I mean, it makes sense considering that, well, she, you know, she boasted all season long that, you know, I don't need the money. I just want the title of sole survivor. Well, then in that case, you know, it's like, okay, maybe, you know, if Kinsey were to win and get a perfect game, obviously it could make sense to have Liz be one of the finalists, especially if she's made it well known that she doesn't need the money, nobody's going to be inclined to vote for her.
Yeah. And something we didn't cover earlier when we were talking about tribals, where they stand up, and we were talking about New Era. I don't remember it happened this particular season, but I wanted to bring up Dee with her win. I don't know if they had a tribal that did that. Maybe they did. I don't know. But I was going to bring up Dee with how good she was at understanding who to try to get to the end with. And if we have a player this season that understands that, who they should take. You know.
Honestly, the only... Well, actually, no, never mind. Scratch that. Because the one thing I was thinking was, I think it was Q last night who said that that Venus, or whoever wants Venus to stay, is playing the old Survivor, where they want a goat at the end.
Yeah, he did say that. He said that.
But I forget who he said it about, though, because he said a specific person was playing the old school Survivor.
I think it was Kevin. I think it was Kevin.
Well, maybe.
But
are you ready for this one,
that's
Jim?
That's not bad strategy,
one?
Though. Yeah.
You ready for this one, Jim? Tim says, I'll call in, but mine are Charlie, Maria, and I'm kind of indecisive on the third one between Kenzie and Liz.
Okay.
Okay,
yeah, he hadn't
been
watching
the
show.
He said Liz, Maria, and Charlie, final three, just now.
Liz, Maria, and Charlie. No Kenzie.
No Kenzie.
Okay. All right.
Well,
and did he mention who he thought had the best chance to win?
No, he did not. Let me ask.
Wow. Charlie, Maria, and Liz.
That seems completely out of left field, specifically that combination.
It is, and Bryce Harper don't even play left field. So I don't know where this is coming from.
He says Maria with the best chance to win.
Wow.
Of those three, I would pick Maria, too.
That would please Melissa if Maria won.
So I think what he's going with is he's going with the whole, you know how they compared Charlie and Maria to Malcolm and Denise earlier this season?
Yeah.
I think that's what he's going with, is that we have another Denise-type winner.
Okay. Maybe this is a Reggie situation where he's going to come up with something nobody comes up with, and he's going to be right. And everybody's going to wonder how. Like, Reggie comes up with stuff. You know, Reggie comes up with stuff, and people are like, damn, she's really good at figuring this stuff out. But Reggie's got Kenzie, Hunter, and Charlie.
Yeah.
But I'm not involved with any of those.
I mean,
there was more support for a Maria win than there was a Gabler win. So,
hey, Gabe's my guy. let's show the Gabler love. Come on, Steve, show the love.
Reggie, Reggie, I will go to my grave always remembering that you picked Gabler. I promise you that.
And I still hold with him, even though he does not know I exist.
You get extra kudos for that. You know, like when you go in and you say, I want extra peppers or I want extra sprinkles, Reggie gets kudos for extra Gabler.
Thank you.
Yeah. I don't think anybody thought Gabler would win last that season.
Reggie did, and the thing with Reggie was, it wasn't like a last episode or two thing. She picked him from the start.
Before the first episode, I think.
She was Gabler all the way, and she never wavered. She never changed.
Nope.
So.
And if you had seen me sitting here when he won, I was like in tears, not because I won and I picked him, but because he had already said he was going to donate all that money. And, you know,
and he did do it.
And he did.
He did do it.
And, you know, all I could think about is all the people that he is going to help by donating $1 million or $750,000, whatever it was, you know.
There were a lot of fans thought that was BS. He did it. He did it.
I think I posted on Survivor. I think I posted when he donated it, and people still were saying, no, he didn't. No, he didn't.
No,
you know,
he
like,
did. He did
up.
It.
I know.
No, he did it. Yeah, he did it. He did it.
He was
and,
actually
I mean,
out
I
there for
you know,
the
I
love of the
I,
game.
You know, I mean, he's got a good career. He
oh,
makes
yeah.
good money. He was on a national show where he won. It makes no sense for him to lie about something like that.
Oh, I
you know.
You
know, because it would be found out. Have you seen anyone since it come out that he did it? Have you seen anyone come out with any kind of proof that he didn't? No. There ain't going to be no proof because he did it. He did what he said he's going to do.
Hey, Jim. Does he have to pay any taxes on that $1 million? Even though he donated it? Oh, he does. I didn't think he did.
Yes, he had to pay taxes on it. But then when he donates it, he gets to take a tax credit on it the next year.
Okay.
And I'd have to look it up or check with my CPA, but I don't know what the difference is. I don't know if it works out better for you like that or it ended up costing you a little money. I don't know. Main thing is he didn't care. He was going to do it.
Maybe different states have different tax rules, too. I don't know.
Well, I don't think that's state-wise. I think that's IRS government-wise.
Okay.
So, but
well,
either way.
Jim, we do have Tim on the line. So maybe he may want to explain his reasoning behind that final three that he gave.
Tim, did the Phillies not play tonight?
No, they were off.
Because I know that when they play, you're out at a game. So I couldn't believe you were here. What?
I don't go to every game, but I've been to a lot.
It seems like you have this year.
Maybe because
it's just early in the season. I don't know. But give us your thinking. Give us your thinking. Charlie, Maria, Liz, and I think the main thing people want to hear is, why no Kenzie?
I feel like Kenzie's getting too big of an edit. Because, like, usually women that win do not get a very big edit.
Yeah, I talked about that earlier. When we were talking about players who swept the votes before, and I mentioned maybe that's why Kenzie's getting such a great edit. Maybe she's going to be the first female to ever sweep the votes. Did you consider that?
I did consider that, but I was like, I don't know. I think she's probably going to be the first person booted at finale.
Okay.
Because usually that's where you get the last person with the big edit gone. That's not
okay.
I got a spot Hunter.
Okay, go ahead, Steve.
I got a spot for that. The boot right before the finale, Hunter.
I can see that one. Like usually the one right before the finale and the first one of the finale are both people who have gotten big edits.
All right, well, I guess it would depend on when the finale starts.
Yeah.
Because I think, have I not told you who the final five are? I thought I had.
I think you basically gave it away.
Yeah, you have.
Mm-hmm.
It's Maria. The final five are Maria, Ben, Charlie, Liz, and Kenzie.
Yeah, and I feel this is my thought process. I feel like Maria and Charlie are in the absolute perfect position. There's a very slim chance of them blowing that and not making the final three. And out of those other ones, who would you most want with you? The answer is Liz. I just don't see Liz getting any votes.
Okay.
I'd rather take Charlie with me.
Anybody else? Because I'm not sure if I actually came out and openly said the final five before, or I just hinted, but I just told you
the final five.
Melissa, does that change your thinking in any way?
No, because you did say the final five before. I wrote it down.
Okay.
Yeah, me too.
All right, I don't remember because, I tease a whole lot, and then sometimes I just say it, so I don't keep up with it. I know
yeah,
you do,
I
though. I'm glad you do because I always go back to you as to what did I say, Melissa?
You just said that the final five were just what you said.
Yeah. Okay.
I think that Maria will win, but there's a good chance that Kenzie will.
Okay.
Yeah, I was very back and forth between Maria and Kenzie winning, but it was just like I just felt that Kenzie edit was too big.
Okay.
You might be right, and I hope you're right, Tim. I hope you're right.
Somebody else was chiming in.
Sorry, that was me. I wouldn't want to change my final three, but the only thing that makes me re-question everything is if you say it's a unanimous vote, possibly. In that case, I think Kenzie would win, and you know who I think would be in the three with her and Charlie is Ben. Kenzie have kind of had that little special thing since she helped him and stuff, and I know
that's
her
let me help y'all out a little bit. I don't know if I've said this before. I kind of think I did. There's only one guy in the final three, and it's Charlie.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah,
okay.
I feel like you mentioned like a guy losing the Final Four fight or something along those lines.
Ben is not final.
Okay.
Yeah, Ben's not final three. There's two women and one man, and the man is Charlie.
Okay.
Yeah, and he gets no votes.
From what I've been told, he gets no votes.
Yeah. Yeah, from what you've been told.
So your winner is a female. Period.
Yeah, you said that
all of you have picked females. None of you picked a man to win.
Mm-hmm. Because you've told us from the very beginning that a woman wins.
Mm-hmm. Yes, see, we pay attention.
See, the Janet, do you see why she keeps up with? I mean,
uh-huh.
She keeps up with the stuff. She's got notes.
Yeah.
It's like if Jim wants to say something, Melissa can come back and say, no, wait a minute, I got notes right here.
You said this on such and such date.
But I love that. I don't mind being called out at all. But I know she's good at keeping up. So if I don't know what I said or don't remember what I said, I know I can go to her and she can tell me. This date at 9:34 p.m., you said.
I don't do dates and time, honey. I just know you said it.
So anyway, there ain't gonna be two guys in the final three.
Okay.
It's gonna be two girls and a guy, and Charlie's the guy. And Charlie don't get no votes, so you got two girls.
Charlie is
from.
Such a nerd. Oh my God,
he really is. He really is.
Yep. It's painful.
I'm sure he's a super nice guy, but he is a nerd.
Hey guys,
he's not that great of a likable nerd. At least with Cochran, you liked him. At least with Christian, you liked him. At least with Spencer, you liked him. But
yep.
you just don't really like Charlie. I didn't like Spencer either, but a lot of fans did. But you just don't really like Charlie. And the way it's going to play out, everybody's going to look at him in the final three and say, really? Really? How the hell is he in the final three? What did he do? Well, a lot of times players are smart, like D. They know who to take with them. You want to win the money, it don't necessarily become, I want to take the best competitor. I want to have the best at the end. Hey, forget that shit. I want the money. Give me somebody that can't beat me.
Yep.
Yeah. Hey, Jim, I think Reggie wants to leave. Don't you?
Well, she already left, so you read her mind.
Or are you staying on?
Reg, you got a hot date?
No, she already dropped.
Did she?
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
I heard her say something.
I guess I missed it. I normally hear her, and she normally does drop around the OT hour.
Yeah.
She's got all of you guys convinced that it's because she needs to get sleep for work. I know different. I know she got a hot hunky coming over there. That's what happened.
I think she's got to go to work.
No, I think she got a hot hunky. That's
well,
what, you know. Don't quote me on that.
Well, I'm quoting you on it.
Yeah, let that be the topic in Whispers tomorrow. Reggie has a hot hunky. Who is the hot hunky?
And I'll say,
all right,
hey,
we're in the OT now. I think I've covered most everything I wanted to cover tonight. It's open now, wide open. Anybody bring up what you want to bring up, talk about on the show this season,
really,
or spoilers, or other shows, whatever you want to talk about.
All I'm going to say is last night really just hurt my brain.
Yeah, it was tough. Tim.
Yeah.
Do you think the Q thing was honest or gameplay?
I have no idea what to believe with him anymore. And that's why it hurts my friggin' face so much.
Do you think he even understands what he's doing?
Hell no. But of course he's going to try and portray himself as a mastermind.
And I know a lot of you guys are watching Deal or No Deal Island. How do they keep letting Rob stay? What the hell?
Well,
I don't know.
Well, the problem is he keeps winning immunity.
Yeah, that I heard somebody else say that last night. He wins immunity. I think one of the guys, I don't remember the number he used, but it was something like, well, Rob's got immunity for the 100th time.
Yeah, he's been immune for all the, like, 3 episodes so far.
But his little buddy.
Well, you know, the
now,
dumbasses even allowed him to stay long, so.
Yeah, they could have took him out early in the season. Could have took him out early in the season, but
yeah, I think they were too starstruck and didn't really know how to play reality TV games like this.
Yeah. It's like he said about that guy last night in that challenge. I don't remember what the other guy's name was. He said, yeah, he's got really big arms, but I'm stronger. But, I mean, are you watching that? Are you watching it, Tim? Are you keeping up with that show?
Yeah, I'm keeping up with it.
Do you think he can honestly win the damn thing? Do you honestly think he can win this damn thing, or they'll eventually get him?
I think they'll eventually get him.
Okay.
I would love for him to win, but I think they're going to get him eventually.
What about his little buddy, Aaron?
Hell no, he ain't winning. At least not, because he can't win the challenge to save his life.
He didn't even finish the one last night. I meant Monday night.
Exactly. He finished the final one.
It was almost like Rob was like, damn, I wish I could go get one for him.
You can't finish that. How are you supposed to finish the final one?
And the fourth thing about Aaron. He fell in love with Alyssa, and that was his number one, Alyssa. When she left, it just destroyed his world. And at the point when they filmed this, he didn't even know Alyssa's a lesbian.
I think he mentioned it in a challenge.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Poor guy.
I mean, it's like, she is a beautiful girl. Don't get me wrong, but she don't swing that way, Aaron. So, but
no wonder why
I don't know, Steve.
Steve,
I'm starting to think maybe he can. I'm starting to think maybe he can win this damn thing.
Rob?
Yeah.
I mean, if they're gonna continue to be stupid like they are and allow him to get immunity after immunity after immunity, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if he can somehow run the gauntlet all the way to the end.
That's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking. I mean, because the way they do it, you don't have to finish first. Sometimes you finish second, third, or fourth, and you're safe.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, honestly, if I was out there, the first chance we had to get rid of him, I would have gotten rid of him as quickly as possible. Especially if you're a fan of Survivor and you know exactly what he's capable of.
Amen. I agree.
I mean,
and see, I talked with JJ about that, and she said, "Well, what would you do? Because I know you love Rob." I said, "Man, I would have wanted to play with him so bad and team up." But the smart thing is, you take him out.
Exactly.
And I would have told him. I would have said, "No disrespect, Rob." I would have said no disrespect, Rob, as he's on his way out.
You're right, Davis. No disrespect. It's a sign of respect.
That you really do not want to let Boston Rob cook. You just don't.
Yeah. I mean, he's used to playing for $1 million. And what's the prize going to end up being? Good God. It's going to be over $4, 5, 6 million.
Yeah, for real. Like, I would want that prize money.
I mean, who knows? I mean, we don't know, but I'm sure he got a guarantee. I'm sure he got a guarantee salary to go on there so they could promote him. You know, I'm sure he's got a guarantee. He's probably got $1 million guarantee or a $500,000 guarantee. Just like when they brought him and Sandra back to do that little island thing out there and give advice. You know, he got a big guarantee for that. So I'm sure he got a good guarantee because he's what they promoted. And it's got people watching.
Mm-hmm.
And now everybody wants to see him on Traders.
I think people were wanting to see him on Traders before this, but even more so now.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think about that, Melissa? Has Traders really took over as the show that most fans want to see now?
Yeah, there's a lot of people who really dig it. But I'd love to see Boston Rob on Traders, but, you know, I fear that he would be one of the first ones out for sure.
Yeah. And, you know, that's a question that should be addressed because he was asked about going back on Survivor again. And his answer basically said, I'd be kind of foolish because everybody would target me right away unless they put something in where I was going to have, you know, safety for a while. So I think that's hard to do on Traders, though, and we saw that with Johnny Bananas. You know, I know they wanted him to last. Because he's great TV, but he left first.
Yeah.
So.
And he's already confirmed for season 3.
Yeah, I don't know how you can incorporate that to where you kind of give someone safety, and if fans hear wind of it, they don't like it. They don't like that you do that. That's what happened with Pope Paul on Big Brother when Allison let him pick who was saved, who wasn't safe, and, you know, gave him safety for, like, the first 3 weeks. You know, everybody was like, this is bullshit. And all it did was make fans dislike Pope Paul. And it wasn't really him. I mean, you're not going to turn the deal down. You're not going to say, no, no, we can't do that. You're going to say, ooh, okay, yeah, that sounds good. The problem was with the show and Allison. It wasn't Paul.
You know what they could do? They could do similar to what they did for Kate, for Kate Chastain this past season, where she entered a couple of boots in.
That's true. You could enter late, and it saves you from probably 4 or 5 evictions. Or what do they call it on Traders?
Banishment. Banishment.
Banishment, yeah. I like how they do that, too. Sometimes he comes in and he just takes a pitcher and throws it in the damn floor and breaks the frame. Be gone. Be gone. So, but, I don't know. I mean, I thought it, when I first started watching, I thought, hell, this is going to be impossible. Rob ain't got a prayer in hell. They're going to go after him so quick, so early, he ain't got a chance. And now I'm watching, I'm like, he may pull this shit off. I mean, he's used to challenges, and their challenges are not as hard as Survivor. By the way, does anyone know if Kim is out of the mud out there yet?
Well, she's still there.
She's still stuck like Kathy Hillis was.
No, hey, Kathy's a leaf out right now.
Don't talk bad about Kathy now. She's a Razorback. But... Oh, my God. I still laugh about Kim. Oh. She wanted to make a name for herself so bad to try to take out Boston Rob. She lost all sights of how to play the game. She wanted him out so bad.
And to think she used to be a Whispers competitor.
Yeah, she wanted to return back to Facebook and the groups and say she took out Boston Rob, and I think that was a fail. All she returned to was people saying, how long did it take you to get out of that mud? Yeah, she did play in our Whispers game. She was pretty good. She was smart. She's pretty good at challenges. She was smart.
But if she was stuck in the mud in a Whispers game, would she still be stuck in the mud in a Whispers game?
I don't know. She had potential because she was smart. She was a good player. Did she make Janet? Was she in that season we did a final three? Did she make final three?
She was, yep. She was with Sarah and Corey Turner.
She came third of them.
I thought it was the only season we ever did. Well, it's not the only season we did a final three because JJ screwed me over one season when I took out Christopher. Nobody could take him out, and I took him out. And then it's supposed to be me and Cutie in the final two, who was my alliance. And then JJ says, no, we're going to let Christopher make final three, too. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
And we just did the challenge to fuck with you.
I know. I'm the only person that ever took him out. And now you're going to say it didn't happen?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did the challenge just to fuck with you. That's all we did that for.
Yeah, I mean, probably the best challenge we've ever had in our games was beating him at the video thing. I think I beat him like by 1 point or something, and I'm thinking like, wow, whoo! And me and him talked.
When I looked
and he
up the
was,
final
he
threes,
was,
beat him by 2.
And he was fine with it. He was like, congratulations, Dad. I mean, that was great, Dad. No, that was great. You got it now. I mean, we were fine with each other. It was just a nice, friendly competition. And then it's like, all right, it's me and you, cutie. We made it. We did it. And then we show up, and JJ says, oh, there's a twist.
I love JJ.
Yeah, it's going to be a final three.
Yeah, we made you guys go through this for no reason.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. Great challenge, Jim and Christopher. Everyone loved it, but you're both in the final three with Cutie.
Oh, it could be
yeah.
worse.
I honestly know. I remember. I slept on the couch that night. Because I was not happy.
I mean, and think about it this way. It could have been worse. It could have been like trying to find that prize that nobody ever found with that Lisa put there.
Which is still being looked for to this day. I kept on and on like, why do you do that? I beat him. I took him out. I beat him. I think he deserves it. No. But I beat him. He lost. No, he deserves to be there too. All right. I'm going to grab Phil in the blanket. I'm headed to the living room.
You know, it's almost like, what happened if, say you were to have lost that challenge, Jim? Would she have still done the final three?
Oh, it wouldn't have been no final three. Oh, I guarantee if I lost, it wouldn't have been no final three. No, she wouldn't have done that for me. She did that to him because she's partial to the boys. She's partial to the boys, the kids. I'm partial to the girls. No, I would not have been, I'd have been on the jury. My ass would have been voting.
Yeah, boy.
It's almost as if you knew that it was going to happen.
No, I didn't know that. I was blind. But I had no idea she was going to do that. None. She didn't mention it. I had no idea. Christopher didn't know. We had no idea.
I'm sure Cutie knew, though.
We thought it was me and Cutie, and dude was on the jury. And I felt like I'd get his vote.
And then,
we didn't have no clue. None of us. Cutie, Christopher, me, none of us had an idea that she was going to do that. Just like she did with that damn challenge that time about the freaking Raiders.
Yeah. I think I still have those notes.
Act like we're going to have a Raiders challenge. Act like we're going to have a Raiders challenge and people stay up all night researching the Raiders. And I remember Cheryl was the main one.
Yep.
And then she don't do it. You see what I live with? You see?
Maybe that was our fault for even assuming that that was going to be that was actually an actual challenge.
Oh man, she left her mark on.
I mean, shouldn't we technically have known better?
I honest to God believed her. I was telling everybody, we got to do this. We got to research. We got to look. Because she loves the Raiders. We got to look. We got to look. This is going to be like her thing to do the Raiders in the game. I'm like, we got to dig in, got to dig in. And people did all freaking night long. And then she shows up with a challenge that has nothing to do with the Raiders. Everybody's messaging each other like, what the fuck?
Jim, I think she actually did a few questions for the Raiders challenge first, and I was like, yeah, that's not actually the challenge.
Everybody was like, what the hell, Jim? It was supposed to be Raiders. I'm like, I know. I guess I'm going to be on the couch again. I know.
Didn't a few of us threaten to quit that season, too, because of that? Didn't we walk out?
I don't remember that. I don't know. I don't remember that. I don't remember that. But if they did, with her, she would have just said bye. People don't realize. Janet got a little taste of it this season, playing with family.
Yeah.
It's different. It's different when you play with family, and then when one of them is a host, it's different. It's different. It's hard to deal with. I know you went through that all season, Janet. It's like you got your game, but you can't help but be worried about them. And
yeah. Well, and the thing is, if you try and stay under the radar at all, you can't do it with family in there because it keeps getting brought out every tribal, and rightfully so. It makes it really, really hard.
Yeah. I don't even remember that about when I played with Christopher. I don't remember if that came up much. I think it was probably just understood. Because we were like on two different tribes, two different teams. And it was like, well, they can't really be together right now because they're opposites. And the truth is, we did talk a lot that season, but we kind of said we're going to play our own games. And if we get there, that's great. But if we don't, we don't. And if either one of us gets in deep trouble, maybe the other one can help them out if they can, but it was never like an alliance. We never actually had an alliance. I was in an alliance with Cutie all season. And that's kind of what made me madder about the whole thing about him making final three was after the vote came out, Cutie didn't get a vote, but he got one, and yet I had beat him. That's what I didn't like. If I'm not going to get a vote, give it to Cutie because she never got voted out. Nothing ever happened with her. Give the vote to her. Don't give it to him. And that was, let me say it for the 100th time, Angela Sanford did that.
Yep.
I don't know why she voted for him. If you don't want to vote for me because you don't like me or whatever, at least vote it for Cutie because, she was unblemished. She never left. She stayed the whole game.
And I don't remember what her reasoning was, but it made no sense. You don't vote for the person you feel sorry for that was, not with the alliance at the end. You vote for the best player.
Yeah.
You were the best.
No,
player.
I don't know why she did it. She did it out of hate. If I remember correctly, she did it out of hate because of how Jim did her in the game.
Well, still, that's dirty.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't even remember that, Steve. I don't know why she did it. I kind of thought the reason I didn't get it was because she didn't like me. But I didn't know why she wouldn't at least throw the vote to Cutie. You know,
yeah.
I understand if you don't like me. That's fine. But, I mean, in all honesty, I mean, it's debatable. It's debatable. Cutie probably played better that season than he did because she lasted further. But she did have me with her, so it's debatable. I mean, for him to get there under his circumstances was really good, you know. You can't take that away from him. But he lost. He lost that challenge. And I'm the one that took him on. I didn't leave that to Cutie. I took him on. If somebody was going to lose, I was going home and let Cutie make the finals. That's what I did. So,
but he lost the challenge, which meant immediate final three.
I guess in JJ's eyes, maybe it wasn't immediate, but maybe it wasn't immediate. But when she went to sleep, woke up the next morning, she figured, "Oh, this is gonna be cool. I'm gonna mess with Jim. We're gonna have a final three." Jim hates final threes, and he just beat Christopher, so I'm really finna mess with Jim.
Oh, man.
So, and like I said, Christopher had no idea. He was like, what? What? So, but that's what you get with JJ. If she's got anything to do with hosting or co-hosting, she leaves a stamp on it. You don't forget it.
Clearly.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, so what, y'all got any ideas about, you know, a future Whispers game? It would be interesting to hear from Melissa on this because she hasn't been a part of it. And so she's got an outside view at if you're going to do a Whispers game, it's going to be like Big Brother based. How do you incorporate traders into it and kind of have a mixture of Big Brother and traders? How do you do that? Anybody? Melissa?
I don't know. They're kind of similar games in a way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the biggest differences is, like with Big Brother, it's a live eviction.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of like the same way with traders. They just have the round table where he lets them sit out there and discuss things and talk. So, I mean, that's an option. Like if you're doing a Big Brother game and it's live eviction night and you got eight players left, you as a host come in and welcome everybody and say, "All right, I'm going to give you 15 minutes to just talk with each other about what you're going to do tonight. And then I leave and come back after about 15 minutes." I mean, that's
yeah,
different.
instead of doing the live eviction, you do a live banishment.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then there would be like, you wouldn't, that would be kind of difficult. Because typically in Big Brother, you nominate and they have, you know, a few days to campaign and.
Well, yeah, you could still do that. You could still do that, but then come down to after the POV, come down to what it is and give them maybe a day to talk. And then when they come in, they have 15 minutes to discuss with each other out in the open and see who says what. And then I just come in and take the vote. And I don't have to say anything or ask questions or do anything. And that's kind of a double-edged sword, Steve, because a lot of people love the games because of what I do at Tribal or what I do at Live Eviction. And you're giving
right.
that up to just give the players 15 minutes to talk. What if they don't talk?
Exactly, yeah. And, you know, another thing that I had kept thinking of, but I don't think we could do it because it would have to be, we would have to have quite a lot of challenges created for it. I've always thought, you know, ever since I was on the Dream Team, we could do a season based off of the challenge in where we could have, it could be basically a mixture of Survivor and a mixture of the challenge where you would have two tribes go against each other. The losing tribe would have to select two people to go against each other in a competition. The winner stays
That's
and the
good.
Loser goes.
That's good.
Wow.
That's
thing
good
is,
twist. That's good.
Yeah. The thing
I like
is,
that.
We would
That's
have
good.
To have we would have to have a lot of challenges created for that, though.
Well, it's no more than if you were doing a Big Brother season with having to use a POV.
Veto. Yeah.
True. That's true.
So.
Cause
I like that, though.
I remember, you know, Tim and I, we've been on a sort of challenge-watching spree over the last
yep.
Couple of months. And, yep. you know, I remember bringing it up to you before, Jim, and it kind of struck back to me again, you know, while we were having this discussion just now of how it could potentially work because... You know, it may not seem like a lot, but it's almost like if you're going to have to select two members, if the losing tribe is going to have to select two members to go against each other, it would almost be like, okay, you know, there's actually strategy involved because you would have to be like, okay, do we want to keep the tribe strong and try to get out the weakest member, or is there drama that comes into it? And, oh, we can't stand this person. We need to get this person out immediately as soon as possible. So let's throw them into elimination.
The first thing I thought about, Steve, which I quickly figured out is not the case. The first thing I thought about was, does that negate someone playing a social game? And it just comes down to challenges, but it doesn't because the social game comes into where if you're picked to have to do that.
Yeah, you got to
exactly.
Social game with the challenge.
That's where your social game comes in is to stay out of that situation.
Exactly.
Exactly. Like think of Johnny Bananas, for example. The reason why he's so good in the challenge is mainly because of his social game. Because
yeah, he's really good at
that.
He's really good.
Or why CT is so good? Because nobody wants to go up against CT, unless they're
right.
Unless they're forced to. You know, nobody wants to go up against CT. Nobody wants to go up against a guy like Bananas because they know that if Bananas comes back, he's very influential in making sure whoever threw me in, that person is target numero uno for the rest of the tribe or for the rest of the team.
Yep.
Yeah.
So social games can definitely come into play depending on how big the teams are.
Well, I'll tell you what I have written down on my notes, Melissa, for tonight, because I do go old school and write down notes and stuff. I do it when I'm hosting a season, when I'm keeping up with the votes and stuff. And I have been known to list them in the order that I think they're leaving, which greatly interests players. They want to see my list. But... what I have down tonight written down is the boot order when the players are leaving. I've got the jury written down. I've got everyone's name that's on here written down, so I make sure I get to everybody. I've got everyone's picks that they said. And now I've got this written down. Big Brother / Traitors / Challenge.
Hmm.
You see what incorporate happens, all of when we bring up ideas?
Incorporate all of that into one season. That would be something.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a great season.
Yeah, it would be. I will
and you know
say,
what? When you think of it, Jim, you could kind of incorporate the chain still in that because what the challenge did one of the times was they did the chain where whoever was last on the chain, instead of being automatically eliminated, that person would then get to choose who they want to face off against in elimination. So the chain
could still
be used as well.
Well, I mean, I can always use the chain. Everybody knows Jim can always bring up that damn chain.
Well, of course. But every time that music hits,
everybody's just like, "Oh shit!"
Especially
Daniel Sykes. When that music hits, he starts having hives. He starts breaking out in hives.
Yeah.
But it's a great twist because it opens people's eyes as to who's trying to help who.
Yeah.
You got to be smart about it, you know. And I've seen players get smart about it to where they don't hide who they think everyone thinks they're closest to. They may hide the second or third person they're closest to, and then they're taking a chance that, All right, the one I'm really close to is going to save me. So it's like players know now. They know it's just hard to maneuver sometimes because you want to save your best ally, but you don't want to expose that. So it's strategy and how you do it, you know, because I mean, you're out there. I mean, you're bare naked out there showing who you're going to save. But, yeah, Big Brother, Traitors, Challenge, yeah. That would be wild. Mix all that together. That'd be wild.
Yeah.
I've always wondered.
I mean, you want to talk about the most unpredictable season of the Whispers game.
Yeah.
Well, the neat thing about it, too, is you wouldn't be able to prepare for something possible that could come up because it'll all be new.
Yeah, I mean, you as a player, you kind of be wondering, all right, is this week going Big Brother basic? Or are we doing Traitors? Are we doing Challenge? Are we going to have to pick two people to go into a challenge? Or are we doing Traitors where we're going to sit around and talk and then vote somebody out? Or are we doing Big Brother where Jim's going to question us? It would be like you have no clue. You'd have no clue.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah. I'm going to mark this down in what's it called? In Dream Team right now. Just today's date, just in case somebody, if we do decide to do this at all during a season, just in case somebody decides to say, oh, you're doing this because so-and-so is in trouble.
Yeah.
Because you're trying to rig the game for so-and-so. I'm going to mark today's date down in Dream Team.
Yeah. Podcast for today's date.
Uh-huh.
When idea was discussed. Because I've already been thinking about Big Brother Traitors. But now challenge is interesting too.
Yeah, I've always wondered if it would be possible to pull off an Amazing Race game too.
Yeah, and you know, Tim, as soon as I said that about those three shows, the first thing I thought about was Amazing Race, because I've had so many people ask me about that before. I think it's possible. It would take an enormous amount of work on the Dream Team to come up with locations hidden.
I mean,
you know, like I mean, we've had challenges before, like, you know, where people have to guess where this is. It would kind of be like that would be the game. You would have to find that spot and get to it, you know.
Yeah, and like teams would have to do
and
their...
And then maybe
like,
do a challenge. Maybe do a challenge. I mean, it could be done. It would be hard, but it could be done.
Yeah. And the other thing is, too, like for getting from one destination to another, teams would basically have to, like, research, you know, real life flight times, bus times, train times, et cetera, and we would have to
figure out, and like on the show, you'd have a clue, you know, and that's why I'm saying it would take a lot of work on Dream Team to put that together.
Yeah, it would.
But it would be very competitive and probably very hard, and a lot
and
of fun.
And also very entertaining, I think.
Yeah, and it would be something different because you'd have pairs playing instead of individuals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, exactly. And, like, we would also have to, like, incorporate the U-turn, the yield, maybe even the fast-forward.
Right, right. So, I mean, it could be done. It'd be hard. But it could be done. It'd take a lot of work. I mean, Dream Team would probably have to have, 3 months to prepare something like that. But
probably.
I mean, it could be done.
Everything would have to be done ahead of time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would have to be very well thought out and very well planned.
Yes, it would.
But it could be done. I mean, we could do it. It'd just be a lot of work, and I think once the biggest part of the work would be preseason, getting prepared. I think once the game started, it'd be pretty easy for Dream Team.
Yeah, we'd have
because they've already done all their work.
Yeah. Exactly. Because you don't have
no evictions or tribals or nothing. I mean, if you finish last, you're out.
Pretty much, unless it's a non-elimination leg.
Yeah.
But wait a minute, how would you incorporate that then? How would you incorporate that into the actual season? Like
a non-elimination leg?
Yeah, I mean, what would be the reward other than maybe getting a head start on the next leg?
Well, the last place team would face some sort of penalty.
Okay.
Usually the last place team on a non-elimination would have to do an extra task called a speed bump, which only they had to complete.
Yeah, that's true.
I haven't seen any games like that. I know they have them because it's been a few years ago, maybe 4 or 5 years ago. Somebody contacted me and asked me, would JJ and I participate in a Amazing Race game online, and I thanked them, but told them we only participate in whispers, which is the truth. So So I know other people have done it, but I don't know anything about it. And I really don't care to, because if we were going to do it, I'd rather us just brainstorm and figure it out, you know,
yep,
with each other, because I would trust that more than anything somebody else has done.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I just don't trust those other orgies out there.
Yeah. I mean,
it's snowing again.
It's what?
Yeah, it's been snowing on off all day today.
Are you serious?
Wow.
Where are you at?
And it quit for a long time, and now it's snowing again.
That's hilarious.
Wow.
Where are you at?
Colorado.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Oh,
Colorado.
So you got snow, and we're looking ahead tonight at tornadoes.
Oh. Well, we get tornadoes too, and it's actually pretty close to tornado season. But we usually
have
snow. we've actually had snow in the middle of May before.
See, our weather here has been fantastic lately.
We've had a couple of really hard snows in April before.
Yeah. I think it's pretty safe to say our winter's over. I mean, we've been up in the 70s and 80s every day. Get a little rain
here and
there.
Honey, we've been in the 70s. We've been in the 70s now for about a week.
And now you're getting snow.
My weather doesn't want
to
make up.
That's wild.
Yeah.
That's wild.
The weather here in Philadelphia does not want to make up its mind that weather wants to be hot, cold, or what.
Same here.
Here right now, it's all been great with great temperatures, and now we're starting to get, like Melissa said, the tornado season. So that's what we're looking at tonight. It's supposed to start coming in around midnight. Hopefully, all we do is get a lot of rain, and then because after tonight, I looked at like the 10-day forecast, and it's just still after that. It's just, you know, nice temperatures and lows at night dropping a little bit because of the weather coming in. But I mean, you know, highs in the 70s, lows in the 40s. Great, you know, that's fine. But I just don't like the tornadoes. I don't like the winds and the tornadoes. I can handle the rain. I can handle the snow. But I just don't like the winds and the tornadoes.
Neither do I. That shit scares me. And I've been lucky enough to never see a tornado. Knock on wood.
All right, listen, everybody. We got about a minute left, so get your good nights in. And we'll
okay.
do this again next week.
Yep. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everybody. Night. And we will be back next Thursday night.
Hey, Tim, that Philadelphia matchup, the Reds won. That must have been about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, the Phillies just don't score runs for Zach Wheeler for whatever reason.
I think the Reds got lucky that night.
I mean, they kind of did, but also, like, the Phillies' offense refuses to score for the most part. I don't know why.